From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 39 people drowned off the coast of Turkey. The migrants were on board a boat which struck some rocks and sank on Saturday. About 75 victims were rescued. The Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement that 9 victims were trapped inside the capsized boat as patrol boats picked up 75 survivors. A private Turkish news agency reported that at least 5 of those who died were children. Rescued migrants were hospitalized for hypothermia. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard said it rescued 31 people off the Greek island of Kos on Saturday. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says his team is ready to start talking to UN representatives, but will not take part in peace talks in Geneva unless humanitarian matters are discussed first. Salem al-Meslet says his team is prepared to do anything to end Syria's civil war, but he said his group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, wants to see conditions on the ground change first, including lifting a government blockade of rebel-held areas.
We are ready. We are here to make this a success. We are ready to start negotiation, but at least we should see something, you know, on ground there in Syria.
The HNC had originally said it would boycott the talks, but the group later changed its position and sent representatives to Geneva. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America because of the dangers of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Zika could be linked to birth defects such as brain damage in newborns and could cause temporary paralysis. This is VOA News. Tensions rose between Turkey and Russia Saturday when Turkey and NATO said a Russian warplane had violated Turkish airspace. Russia dismissed the allegations as what it called baseless propaganda. Turkey's foreign ministry said that a Russian Su-34 warplane entered Turkish airspace on Friday despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. In Moscow, meanwhile, a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman said that there has not been a single violation of Turkish airspace by Russian Air Force planes. Dozens of African leaders gathered in Addis Ababa Saturday for the opening session of the African Union Summit. As Marta van de Wolf reports, terrorism and the situation in Burundi are taking center stage at the gathering.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh called on his fellow heads of state to work together to counter terrorism in Africa, including the threat posed by Islamic State, also known as ISIL.
The arms that are coming in must have been purchased by somewhere and handed over to ISIL or any of these terrorist groups. And we must, as a continent, look at which countries are collaborating with them to stop it.
Burundi, a country dealing with a violent political conflict since last year April, is part of an African force fighting the terror group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. At the same time, African leaders are expected to come up with a solution to the crisis in Burundi, which refuses to allow in African peacekeeping forces. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on Iowa with less than 2 days until the Iowa caucuses, the first delegate-choosing event of the 2016 election. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton focused on gun control at a rally at Iowa State University. Clinton told the crowd she appreciated what she had learned from them during the campaign.
I'm a better candidate, but I really believe I will be a better president because of what you have shared with me. So please go out and stand up for me on Monday night. And if you do, I will stand up and fight for you for the next 4 years.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, where he took aim at Mrs. Clinton and his Republican opponents. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders also crisscrossed the state. The Iowa caucuses are on Monday. And we want to remind you to stay tuned to VOA for our coverage of the Iowa caucuses. We will have reporters on the ground in Iowa, and you can tune to these stations for the full coverage of that event. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.